哎，不太容易。那后来呢？I was just telling them how I knew you about
How we
10,
met?
how met. Do you remember? I don't remember actually.
I don't. Have we met? Might want to know.
所以那
你好，
那后来就是真的有机会接触他之后，才觉得实在是一位很好的基督徒，就是说虽然在国会服侍过，做过议员，然后也在新墨西哥州的各个政界，就是说有很多的交往，但是呢，心中还是对神有很多的渴慕。那他也在一个教会牧会过，然后常常带领很多的聚会。那最让我感动就是说，那 Bill 对中国很有负担，那他一直接触很多的这个华人的教会。那他去中国马上3月份会再去中国，就是第八次去中国。那前些年四川这个地震的时候，他也去那边参与很多协助救灾的这方面的事情。所以那过去04年到06年的期间，他有机会在我们当中有过几次分享。我刚才跟大家提到，上一次是06年。那最近这3、4年，他是在美国的这个就在 Colorado Spring 有一个很重要的一个组织，叫做 Focus on the Family。好像也有个中文的翻译的，我不太不啊、爱家好像是，好像记不太清楚这个具体怎么翻译了。那他在那边也是担任一个很重要的一个童工这样。那今年呢，我有机会跟 Bill 再次交流呢。他三月份刚才提到3月份也会再去中国，他现在也在做一些准备。那我想这次今天晚上请他来呢，就是跟大家分享一些，特别是最近这些年来整个美国的社会文化的一些的改变。那希望从他的一个角度呢，来跟我们有一些交流。就是希望大家今天晚上的这个信息的时间，也是一个祝福大家的时间。那我们是希望呢，就是如果事后大家有什么有希望想继续交流或者问题，也可以聚会之后留下来跟他有一些单独的交流。所以我想主要就是今天晚上的安排大概是这样的。So that was a long introduction. So you want to?
谢谢。Good night. No. So, well. So. Thank you. Well, first of all, Nihao. Want to thank you all for allowing me to be here tonight.
非常感谢今天晚上大家给我这个机会，能够跟大家一起来分享。
I think the last time I was here was when Dr. Kirko was here 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
那他上一次来到我们教会当中的时候，是我们有请到有一个神学院的教授叫科卡教授。大概是3年前在我们当中服侍。那他跟科卡以前是很好的朋友，所以他科卡来访问我们的时候，他也在我们当中。
I should visit more often.
我应该有机会常常来看你们。
I want to thank you. This church has been very supportive of the work that I have done in China, and appreciate that support.
那我特别感谢大家，因为在过去这些年，我有机会去中国服事的时候，我们这个教会在财经上和别的一些代祷上都有支持他。
The title of my message this evening is American Dream or American Nightmare, and the subtitle is Engineering Your Future.
那今天晚上我跟大家分享的题目是美国梦还是美国噩梦？营造你的未来，是念恶吧 ？OK， 谢谢。
This is going to be a introductory presentation.
那今天晚上我跟大家分享的内容，从很大的程度上来讲，只是一个开始，一个简介。
Hui and I have talked that we're going to record this session, make a transcript and share the transcript, and we're going to be looking for comment and discussion. About this introduction this evening.
那我们现在计划呢，希望把今天晚上跟大家的分享能够录下来，然后也希望把它打成中文。那将来如果大家有机会继续的提问，或者是拿到中国去，可能都有一些用处。
I have the honor of not only being a pastor, but also being a former member of the U.S. House of Representatives.
那我过去这些年有幸，我不仅做过牧师服侍教会，那也有机会做过国会议员，在美国国会服侍。
There is a saying in America that when you are in polite company, you should not talk about two things.
那在美国有一句谚语，就是说，当你跟一群非常有礼貌的人在一起的时候呢，讲礼貌的人在一起的时候，有两件事情你不要谈。
Number one, do not talk about religion.
第一个不要谈的就是宗教信仰。
Number two, do not talk about politics.
第二个不要谈的就是政治。
And I'm a preacher, politician, and I upset discussions everywhere I go.
那我又是牧师，又谈宗教信仰呢，又是国会议员，所以又谈政治，所以有些时候实在很为难。
But it is the pastor Christian side of me that helps me to interpret all of reality, including government and politics.
那很多的时候，当我看到我的服事的时候，特别是我的宗教信仰，那对我在政界服事有很大的影响。
And the reason for this is that Jesus is Lord of all.
那我之所以这么样说，因为我坚信耶稣基督是一切的主。
We are here today because the disciples obeyed Jesus.
那我们今天坐在这里，其中一个很重要的原因也是属神的门徒顺服他的旨意。
Right before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told the disciples to make disciples of all nations.
那耶稣升天之前吩咐他的门徒说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And they went out into the world and they spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那的确属耶稣基督的门徒们就到各列国列邦传扬神国的福音，带领众多人信主。
And men and women for 2,000 years have been presenting that message, and there were those that believed before we did and presented the gospel to us.
那属神的男男女女在过去的2000年里面，在世界各地传扬这样神国的福音。那我们当中很多的也是因为他们的传扬，以至于我们能够成为神的儿女。
But often I will ask a pastor, what did Jesus say right before he gave the Great Commission?
那有些时候我会问一些牧师说，当耶稣在做大使命的吩咐之前，他说了什么？
What did Jesus say before he told them to go make disciples?
那耶稣在吩咐门徒的话中，当他告诉门徒说你们要去使万民做我的门徒之前，说了哪句话？
He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is mine."
耶稣讲的那句话就是说，天上地下所有的权柄都属于我了。
Therefore, because of this, go make disciples.
因为天上地下所有的权柄属于我，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
By the power of his word, Jesus spoke and made the universe.
那圣经上告诉我们说，神的话语带着能力，他说有就有，就有命立就立。
By the power of his word, he made every one of us in this room.
那圣经上说，他借着他的话，不仅造了这个全球全世界，也造了我们每一个人。
By the power of his word, he sustains our life.
那也借着他的话，他能够托住万有。
By the power of his death on the cross, he has saved us from our sin.
那借着他为我们的罪死的这样的一个权柄，他也能够赎我们的罪。
And because all authority in heaven and earth is his, he will come again in glory, and he will complete his creation.
那他的话语中也宣告，带能力宣告说，他必再来，也必拯救我们。
Jesus is the creator.
那圣经告诉我们说，耶稣是创造者。
He is the sustainer.
他是托住万有的神。
He is the redeemer.
他是赎我们罪的神。
And the consummator of all reality.
他也是最终要使万事成全的神。
For all things were made by him.
因为万有都借着他造的。
And for him.
也是为了他造的。
And through him.
也是通过他造的，也是为了他造的。
There is nothing that is not under the authority of Jesus.
世上没有任何事情不在神的权柄之下。
It is Jesus that raises up nations and brings them down.
那我们看人类历史的时候，是神使得某些国家兴盛，也有使得另外一些国家衰亡。
It is Jesus that raises up governments and brings them down.
也是使神使得某个政权提升，也是某个政权降卑。
No government, no king, no leader, no president is eternal. Only Jesus is eternal.
没有一个国度，没有一个君王，没有一个 总统是永远的，只有主耶稣基督和他的国是永远的。
I want to share with you a passage from the book of Acts.
那我想跟大家分享一段圣经，是出自使徒行传。
The apostle Paul, who knew Jesus and loved Jesus.
那使徒行传里面记载，这个使徒保罗他是被神亲自拣选，以至于他能够去认识耶稣。
He was obeying Jesus and presenting the gospel to all the people he met.
他那时候奉耶稣的差遣，在各地传扬神国的福音。
He went to the city of Athens.
他那个时候他到了雅典。
The capital of Greek culture.
那雅典那个时候是整个希腊文化的中心。
The center of first century philosophy and thinking.
那在那个时候，第一世纪整个的人类思想。哲学的中心也在雅典。
Some of them were even postdocs.
那个时候可能也有一些这些名人的博士后。
So Paul begins to preach about Jesus.
那保罗那个时候在雅典，他就开始宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Now, for those of you that may not know this story or the background, Paul is talking to these people.About the eighth chapter of Aristotle's Physics. I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. 那有传闻说保罗那个时候在他可能是开玩笑在讲的是吧？那是是用了当时亚里士多德写的第八章的内容在跟他们传福音。
They knew the eighth chapter of Aristotle's Physics.
那当时的雅典人 certainly 应当是对亚里士多德的这个哲学是非常的熟悉的。
Paul knew the eighth chapter of Aristotle's physics.
那保罗本身也是受过高等教育，所以对亚里士多德的理论也是非常的理解。
And Paul speaks the truth about Jesus and confuses them.
那当保罗把耶稣基督的福音讲明的时候，当事人就听不太懂了。
Because he said things that they did not believe.
那因为其中一个原因就保罗讲的内容，当时的人并不相信他。
So they called him to a very important meeting.
所以那当时人就请保罗到了一个非常重要的一个聚会。
There were philosophers and physicists there.
那当时在场的人有一些是哲学家，有一些是物理学家。
It's like a staff meeting at the laboratory.
那就像是在实验室要开一个staff
team meeting.
大家理解是什么意思？
Did they get it?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't, they did.
Oh, they? the only difference is that they didn't get paid.
那当然在那个时候他们并没有拿工资。
So they invite Paul to stand up and Paul begins to speak.
那个时候他们就请保罗来，保罗就开始讲。
I want to read to you a small part of what Paul says.
那我想给大家读一小段保罗讲的内容。
Luke,Who wrote the Gospel of Luke also wrote the book of Acts.
那使徒行传大家知道就是一个叫路加的这个医生写的，他写了路加福音，也写了使徒行传。
Luke was a medical doctor.
啊，路加是个医生。
He was a learned man.
那他是一个学问的人。
And he researched things.
那他也是做科研的人。
And when his research was complete, he wrote this.Book of Acts.
那他做了很多调查研究之后，他就把《使徒行传》写下来了。
So this is what Luke tells us.
那路加在《使徒行传》告诉我们。
He says, Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said.
It's 17:22. 我把《使徒行传》17章 22. 22节。保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人呢，我看你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious.
那这里面就讲到众位当时听众就众位雅典人，我看你们都很敬畏鬼神。
For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects,
那我游行的时候，我观看你们所敬拜的。
Your objects of worship,
Keep going.
I found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God.
那我遇见一座坛，上面写着未食之神。
Now what you worship is something unknown. I'm going to proclaim to you.
那你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
I want to stop for a moment to say that when God made us, He made us for the purpose of worship.
那我想这里先暂停一下，跟大家特别强调一点，神造人的一个目的就是让我们来荣耀他，敬拜他。
And the human being will either worship God or something He made.
所以因为我们是这样被造的，所以我们人一定会有敬拜的心。我们如果不是敬拜神的话，我们就去敬拜我们手中所造的东西。
But every single man and woman that has ever lived on planet Earth worships.
但是我想再强调，任何一个历史上所生出来的任何一个男的或者是女的，他都一定会敬拜某种东西。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands.
第二十四节，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
他也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set forth for them, and the exact place where they should live.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not very far from each one of us.
他要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩耳得，或其实他离我们个人不远。
For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。
Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill.
所以我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
When they heard